This is AFM Pacific Radio Report. I'm Lance Corporal Jacob Colvin. When it comes to saving a life, first responders must be able to act quickly. Senior Airman Trevor Zenz explains why this is crucial for U.S. service members overseas to train with host nation partners.
United States Army medics were able to train their Japanese counterparts in conducting tactical combat casualty care. Japanese Ground Self-Defense Force medical planner Sato Daisuke says despite speaking two different languages, they had little trouble in communicating.
I think the language barrier can be a big concern. But we are all medics. For instance, when a troop is wounded, shot by a gun, or hit by ordnance, we all have the same skills and treatment methods. So the language barrier does not cause any problems.
For the U.S. military and Japanese Ground Self-Defense Force, conducting life-saving skills in the field could be a reality. Senior Airman Trevor Zenz, Camp Zama, Japan.
A disaster can strike on land or out at sea. Petty Officer Zach Kreitzer reports aboard USS Ashland, where sailors are preparing for emergencies.
Although just a drill, when the call goes out, sailors of USS Ashland respond. Petty Officer Jordan Magnolinsky explains exactly what they were up to.
Basically a damage control certification for ship's basic firefighting, seeing how the ship reacts to that and how the crew is able to put those fires out and answer to the bells, really.
This certification is essential to evaluate the ability of the crew to ensure the safety of the ship. Petty Officer Dylan Mason says the training is essential to the crew of the Ashland.
If we don't do any training of any sort and we just don't do any practices, people get hurt.
This guarantees that Ashland sailors are prepared for actual emergencies and capable of handling any situation.
This has been your AFM Pacific Radio Report. For more news around the Pacific, visit us on Divitub or follow us on the go at facebook.com/AFM Pacific Now. Thanks for listening.